Right now, callers 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Each win a pair of tickets to see the Bisons Saturday at 6:35, this Saturday. It is Women in Sports Night, and there will be a post-game drone show. If you don't win, you can buy tickets at MILB.com. Syracuse is in town this week.
Mm.
They played today. They lost? I think they lost today. They lose a lot.
Yeah. I've seen highlights throughout the day on my socials, but I don't know what the final was. But it's not gone. Yeah, that second half thing, they're not taking advantage of
not
that.
Not taking advantage.
No, it's too bad.
Actually, yeah, they lost 8-3 today.
Excuse me, sorry about that.
Sure. I got another email from Pro Football Network. And they did, these guys have a lot of time on their hands, but I really appreciate the work that they do because it's good to talk about.
It is thorough, the emails. There's a lot of content in those emails from those folks.
Today, I'm looking for it. We got each team's over-under for longest winning streak and losing streak.
Oh, boy.
The Bills last year had a 7-game winning streak at one point between Houston and Detroit, right? Or the Rams.
The Rams.
They beat
right.
Detroit the following week. Yeah, they won 7 in a row between the Houston loss and the Rams loss. And their longest losing streak was, of course, 2. Baltimore and Houston. Their only losing streak of the year. Haven't they lost 2 in a row every year? Wasn't that a thing?
I can get that relatively quickly for you. Let me go. They're 24. We know they did, of course. 23. Yes. Bengals, Denver, weeks 9 and 10 in that season. Let me go to 22 and yep. Right around the same time, weeks 9 and 10, Jets and Vikings back to back.
Oh, Jets is the pass to Davis at the end.
Right.
And then Jefferson.
That's right. 21, definitely, yeah. Patriots, Tampa Bay in overtime. Wind game and then the overtime loss in Tampa. That was pretty lopsided, and then they got back in it. Going all the way back to 20, yep, Titans, Chiefs, weeks 5 and 6.
Oh, wow, COVID.
In that season. Do I need to go? I'll go to 19 just for the hell of it.
That's where
I'm going to stop, and they lost their final 2.
Jets.
Patriots.
Patriots-Jets.
Patriots-Jets, that order, yeah.
Patriots the Saturday in New England.
Right.
Sunday, they didn't need it.
They didn't need it. They were locked
in. Wild card.
Yep.
So they've lost 2 in a row at least once, or exactly once, maybe, 6 years in a row.
Yep.
So there was a thing I was going to say where they have had these 2-game skids, but then they've been like 50-1 or something after that during their seasons. Something incredible. This year, their losing streak spread at Bet Online, this is not Pro Football Network, this is Bet Online, sorry, is 1.5. Will the Bills lose 2 in a row this year? Would you bet yes or no? Man, imagine if they didn't.
I mean, the fact that they've done it every year of Allen's career, I didn't look at 18, but they surely lost at least 2 in a row at some point in a season where they were
6-10.
So, like, no question about that. So every year, and even every year since they've been good with Allen, they've had 2 in a row that they've lost. I don't know. Maybe I want to bet the under because I think they're going to get the 1 seed, and the way to avoid not getting the 1 seed is not to have a 2-game losing streak in one of these seasons, maybe. But not that that has to be why you would bet it, but I mean, logic would tell you to bet the over because they've had it happen the last 6 years.
They don't have 2 tough ones on paper in a row, though. Like Baltimore and Houston last year, they were going to be underdogs in one of those games, if not both. Like that at Houston looked like it looked tougher a year ago now than it does in retrospect, but they lost the game.
Right.
You know, they weren't that good, Houston. But it felt like they were going to be good at home with Diggs.
I know what you're saying about not having back-to-back, but like the 1 year in there where one of the losses was the Patriot loss in the wind game. Like that's not a team you should have lost to, but it was a freak show weather event, and you lost. So, you know, that's where like a loss that doesn't really, you can't really explain comes into play. Like, you know, here's one, right? I mentioned we ran through the schedule the other day. The Carolina game it's after the bye. Like, how did you do? And then the Chief game is right after that. You know, I don't know. You almost need to lose a game that doesn't make sense for them to lose two in a row this year.
Almost, right. That's what I'm saying. They don't have Baltimore and Cincinnati back-to-back or anything
right,
like that.
Right,
right. I think Baltimore being so good, I would think that if you told me it did happen, that they had a two-game losing streak, I might pick 0-2. The Ravens at home, like that's a coin flip almost.
And the Jet game.
And then at the Jets, they've lost that game. A new fired-up Jets team? No, I'm not predicting they'll lose, but I'm just if you told me.
I know.
Or no. It could be the last two.
Right, you lose the Eagle game, you're locked into the three or something, whatever, right? And then you just pitch the Jet game.
To close the stadium, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're playing at home. That could be a thing, too. Get me there.
Yeah.
Do we take a meaningless Week 18 game against the Jets more seriously for the one reason? Because it's the last home game at the stadium ever.
No. No, we don't.
We don't.
They're giving everyone the red helmets in that game, and if that means that Josh Allen hardly ever wears, if at all, wears the red helmet, you know, he would, because he'll start the game and play a series to keep, assuming he's played them all to get there. He'll do what he did in New England last year, which is, you know, play a series and then sit down.
It's so funny that the Patriots that day did the same thing with Drake May and they still won.
Yes,
they had nothing to play for, and they've got a rookie quarterback, you know, supposedly developing, and they did the same thing.
Right.
He started, played a series or something, and they pulled him because they didn't want to win, and they still did.
And they did anyways.
They did anyways.
Joel Milton.
I wonder what they do. Does someone know what they would have done had they lost that game and picked first? They don't pick Cam Ward. Maybe they pick Hunter? Do they still pick an offensive lineman at one?
I don't know. I don't think you take the guy with the short arms.
You take Abdul Carter. That's what you do.
That's probably right. Mike Vrabel takes Abdul Carter all
at 101.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the nugget about him? He's in with the Giants. And I think it was Art Stapleton was the reporter who said how Malik Nabers is said to be going home from practice every day and watching practice back. And he's telling his teammates all this stuff about what Carter is doing.
The guy's killing it. Yeah, right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
One other candidate would be Cincinnati, New England, weeks 14 and 15. Bengals have been tough.
Yep.
Then it's at Foxborough the next week. Maybe they're playing for a wild card or something, or even the division.
Right.
There's where you could lose two in a row. So,
or at, I don't know, at Pittsburgh doesn't have to be a walk in the park.
Right.
And then the Bengal game is, you know, the one that's in between that and the New England game. So that's another possibility, I think.
Houston, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, New England, 3 out of 4 on the road. That's a tougher stretch.
So, Tampa in there, too. I think that's a harder game than I think you – most people want to think it is. I still think Tampa's reputation, except for the little Brady burst there a couple years ago, is like, whatever, no big deal. But they're probably pretty good.
I think you're higher on them than I am.
Yeah.
The Bucs.
It's because I've always liked Baker.
Have you?
I think. No, there was love, hate, love, I think. I think I liked him, and then that maybe like, really? You're a little too much, like, you know, high school tough guy act going on. But the way that his career has gone made him into a sympathetic figure for me.
Made him an underdog.
Yeah, right. The Browns kicking him to the curb for Deshaun Watson and how that blew up in their faces. And, you know, he goes to the Rams, gets there on a Wednesday or Tuesday and plays on Thursday and, like, the goes well enough. I find it hard not to root for him.
I like that point. Darnold is similar. these guys are the 1-2 quarterbacks in that draft, and then Allen and Jackson exist, and that'd be tough to live with, right?
Yep.
Like, all your fans are wishing they picked Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson instead of you, and it's probably to be expected that they'd get out of those organizations, but they've both been on how many? Mayfield went to the Panthers, and then he went to the Rams. Remember, he showed up, like you just said it.
Yeah, right.
He played that game for the Rams.
But he was in Carolina before that? I don't even remember that.
Was it before or after? I think it was before. And then he was released or something, maybe, and then the Rams, and then Tampa. So he's on his fourth team. If I haven't forgotten one, you're checking the order.
I want to go see what is there with him. Let's see. Scrolling. Sorry. I could have done this in a more convenient fashion than I have. Oh, my gosh. There's so much crap here. Here we are. Cleveland, Carolina, then the Rams, and then Tampa.
And what's Darnold? Darnold is Jets, Carolina, San Francisco, Seattle, or Minnesota, Seattle.
Boy, San Francisco's easy to forget.
He was the backup
right
there. Yep. So he's on at least his fifth team already. How about that?
Right, that is pretty nuts.
By the way, I told you that these losing streak and winning streak betting lines, the Bills losing streak line 1.5 at BetOnline. The winning streak line is 5.5. And that is the highest in the NFL. No ties. Wait, Baltimore, sorry. They both have 5.5. Will the Bills win 6 in a row?
I would bet yes on that.
Think about that. Listen to that.
I would bet yes on that.
Six. Especially, even money bet that they will win 6 right. in a row at one point. Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, Panthers. How does that sound?
I mean, if they get the opener, then the first 6 to me are pretty convenient. And then you could even get to 7 with the Carolina game after the bye.
You know, feel free to bring this up with
Sam.
Beat
the Chiefs in week 8 or week 9 and it's a perfect season.
That's what I was going to say. Like, a team to start 5-0 or something might be bettable. You might find stuff like that. And if you want Bills over Ravens, that's a move. 17-0 even, but everybody's going to think they'll win their first six or seven games if they beat Baltimore.
Right.
I mean, fans will. I don't think I could bet any team ever to win 6 in a row. I don't think I could do it. I'd be under on the Ravens too. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Schatz mentioned they lost home games last year to the Raiders and the Browns. Watson Browns, even. If that's not better.
That's whatever. That's a worse job.
How do you lose to the Raiders and the Browns at home? But they did it. What he said.
And still have a good season.
The Bills don't have those stupid losses, but Baltimore has their share at least. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.